Hi, my name's Kim, and I'm a specialized Chinese medical provider and Taoist practitioner. This channel is all about you and sharing solutions and information from the Chinese medicine cabinet of healing remedies, helping you figure out how to use Chinese medicine in your everyday life. I want to share with you today some simple meditation technique that I've been using to get myself focused again. And sometimes there's so much going on in your life that it's difficult to quiet your mind. That can become a problem when you're trying to sleep. Have you fallen asleep only to wake up a couple hours later and be unable to get back to sleep? Your mind churns away, the clock keeps on ticking, and you start stressing out because you have to get up in a few hours and you're going to be exhausted. Well, I can tell you the last 2 weeks in the office has seen a lot of stress. People are overwhelmed. Everyone is coming in with some sort of crazy neck pain, shoulder pain, or some other pain related to stress. And their pain is excruciating. Everybody's complaining about this sharp, stabbing pain that's almost unbearable. I've been putting videos out here to give you a bunch of tools to help you unwind. Now, I use techniques to help quiet my mind, and a couple of years ago when I started meditating again, this was how I started. And I started with this because it uses simple instructions. Now, when I was finally able to get back to meditating, I was pretty far gone. The stress had become overwhelming, and I couldn't focus or stay grounded. And when you're that noisy, you may need help calming and quieting yourself enough to meditate. Okay, so what can you do then? Especially when you find it almost impossible to sit in a room and stop thinking. There are two simple solutions that you can use. One's meditating with others, and that can be super beneficial. If they're focused and grounded, you're going to find it a lot easier to focus and ground yourself. And that's the main reason why people meditate in groups. And the second option is out in nature. And out in nature can be as simple as your backyard. I grew up in rural America, and I naturally gravitate to nature. What's cool about Chinese medicine is it incorporates nature into the medicine. At the turn of the century, nature was considered the best doctor, and today we are beginning to hear these comments again. And there's more to nature than just going out to nature. You're going to actually gravitate to different landscapes based on what you're going through. Grief likes the openness of the sky. It gives grief the ability to open and release itself into the vastness of space. It allows grief to lift up and out of the body in a healthy way. For me right now, I have been gravitating to the depths of the forest. If you want to learn more about how nature helps balance your emotions, I have a book on Amazon called Caregiver's Survival Guide, and I'm going to put a link to that book in the video description below. Well, tell you what, if I'm lucky, maybe I can practice with Buddha, but I'm going to get to sit under the magnificent Doug fir tree instead of a Bodhi tree. And Doug firs can be enormous, and they're such beautiful trees. The largest tree that I saw that was a Doug fir was up in Canada at Capilano. So find your place to sit. I've been focusing on sitting instead of lying down or some other method because it helps keep me focused. It offers just enough muscle tension to keep me focused. The first thing to focus on is the breath. And what I really like about my YouTube channel right now is that I finally have enough content out here that I can refer you to different videos to get in-depth background on a particular topic. So to get more information on why meditation focuses on the breath, check out my video on breath, and I'm going to put a link to that video in the video description below. It's going to go through this exercise specifically and why I use it, why Chinese medicine thinks you need to focus on your breath, and what the key benefits are. And if you're having some difficulty with this breathing exercise, there's also some exercises you can do in this video that will help you. Okay, so while you're sitting, breathe in for 4 seconds. Then breathe out for 4 seconds. And it's easy to count. You can count 1 1,000, 2 1,000, 3 1,000, 4 1,000, and then exhale 1 1,000, 2 1,000, 3 1,000, 4 1,000. And you're going to want to breathe in through your diaphragm. So down into your stomach. You're going to want to feel your diaphragm pull down and your stomach open up, allowing your belly to expand. This is step one. And depending on your stress levels, it can take many days to get to the point where you are just thinking about your breath and sinking into the movement of your breath. For me, when I get to the point that I'm focused on my breathing, I feel different. I spend my conscious time or waking time thinking. In me, the energetics of that feels very superficial, very light, and agitated. When I'm thinking, I'm always trying to find more or do more problem solving, or I'm worrying. There's this underlying call to action with thinking that creates a subtle internal agitation. And it just keeps me feeling very superficial, light, and very active, like one of these little pine siskins flying around seeking seeds and interacting with each other. When I finally get to focus on my breath, I really feel grounded. It's like I found a place to rest. Like sitting under this giant dug fir tree, there's this comfort and calm. And there's no longer that light, airy, distracting sensation that comes with thinking. I like to think of this as a vacation for your mind. This breathing exercise is a mind training exercise. It's about training and focusing your mind. And you'll learn the theory on why it's a mind training exercise when you check out the breathing video in the link below. And when you've done this exercise long enough, it's going to be automatic and you're not going to have to think about it. So you're not going to be thinking 4 seconds in and 4 seconds out. You will just automatically have this nice, slow, repetitive breathing pattern. When I first practiced this exercise, I think it took me about 6 months. And then after that, it was easy to get back into the swing of breathing if I had left it for some time. It was easy until this last time. And you'll see from the breathing video that I hooked you up with, there were more things that I had to do, even with my physical body, to get back to being able to practice this breath. Now, before I go on to the next step, I may practice breathing for days or weeks to get to the point where I'm comfortable with my focus. And I do that because this next step is focused on mindfulness exercises and is very much about bringing you to the right here, the here and now. It brings the external world and thinking back into the picture. The thinking part can go against what you're doing in this first part unless you're feeling really solid with your breathing. And because these two exercises are almost a dichotomy, they're almost like a magnet, two opposite sides of the poles of magnets. Sometimes when I'm having a really hard time getting my focus to where I want to be, I'll go back and forth between these two exercises to kind of jar myself and shake up my mind so that I can get to where I need to be. So in this mindfulness exercise, this next step is to start listening to the sounds around you and accept them. Don't try to block them out. You're still maintaining your breathing and breathing while listening and focusing on the different sounds. You can listen to the sounds one at a time or all at once. And when you first start out, usually you pick one at a time. When I finally get to the point of being present, I don't get distracted in thought, and suddenly I hear everything at once. I'm not selectively cutting out different sounds, and I hear things that I didn't even know were making noises. It's strangely gratifying and relaxing, and it brings this overall calmness and presence to me. Here's the really neat thing about these tools is both of these tools, they're patient. And that's a little bit about retraining yourself, maybe learning to be a little less fearful and accepting of your own space, perhaps less obsessive or focused on poor outcomes or insurmountable obstacles. That is the truly miraculous thing about meditation. It reparents you. Okay, so there you have it. Two simple and amazing tools, including the theory and reasoning behind why you use them, so you can better understand how they're helping you. When you're stressed, it's everything I talk about on this channel. These are additional amazing tools to help you get back to your nirvana. They're gentle and they deliver wins every time you meditate. They're patient and accepting of your own space and time. Okay, until next time, I'll catch you on the other side.